All right, so we are 72 hours out of, ta-da.
Yeah.
With the Max Mittler, the outstanding performer, one of two, representing Saratoga Springs High School and the Gazette's favorite musical of all time, Newsies.
Yep. Of course.
And then, of course, director and then club advisor, Bob Berenis. So we're here to talk about the big win, not only for you, but also Haley coming up with the best supporting in that role in Newsies, and talk about your journey to and through Saratoga to the stage of Proctors. But there's still work to be done because you're going to go to Broadway.
Yeah.
And partake in being a sports guy for so long. I call it actor combine. So you've got to run the virtual, you know, the 40 and things like that, and get graded and get coached up and things like that. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you play Jack Gallagher, correct? Jack Kelly.
Yeah.
Jack Kelly. Gallagher, man. Jack Kelly, the lead.
Yeah.
Of Newsies.
Yes, it was very exciting.
So how did you approach the role of Jack Kelly and Newsies? Was this, you're too young to have a bucket list, but when Mr. Burmes came and said, we're going to do Newsies, are you like, I want to play Jack?
Yeah, I was definitely very excited. I sung my first NISMA, I sung Santa Fe, and I listened to the musical to get the vibe of the whole show, and I've always loved the music, and the dance is always great, so I was definitely very excited.
Gotcha. And then for, I mean, you've got to make the call.
Yes.
You're calling the big play before you call the plays within the show. And you know, you can't scout. You can't call up central casting and say, I need 5'8" this, a baritone. I need a 5'2", soprano and things like this. You have your cupboard of ingredients in your available staff and actors. How did you come up with selecting Newsies?
Well, I do things a little differently. This is the 28th year I've been doing this here. And what we do in September, we have a pre-audition. And they all come in and they sing for me. And they dance for us. And we see what talent we have. And then I fit the musical to them versus the other way around.
Okay, so this is a straight up cold call per se for casting, right?
Yeah,
this is like, show me what you got.
Yeah, correct. And you know, obviously I know who's coming back. So over the summer, I'm looking at various shows that might fit the people coming back. But I never know if they all will come back, and I never know what'll show up. And I, of course, talked, when I thought about Newsies, I immediately talked to Grace, our choreographer, because I said, can we do it? And she said, I think so. And she didn't really know until the pre-audition, and then said, I think we can do this. So, yeah, then that's, to me, that's the best way for high school directors to work, is to fit the show to the students versus the other way around.
What was it? I mean, did you know, was it post-grading, or was it like the second day or the second hour of, you know, the casting auditions that you like had Newsies in your head? Was, as we say in sports, what was on the short list? Like, what missed out? What could it have been?
Well, I was excited about if we could do Newsies, a show like Newsies. One, it's well known and it'll bring in students, which is important for audience. And anything that is filled with dance really excites the audiences. It's more than visual dance. It really gets into the audience's fiber, so to speak. You know, and I like seeing that. So when you do a show with not a lot of dance, or the dance is not that exciting, you can feel the difference in the audience. Okay, at least I can.
For you, Max, you know, you're doing the cold audition. You're like, you're bringing it. You know, you're like, I want a lead role, if not the lead role. You know, did you have a vibe like, I hope it's Newsies, or was there another one for you that you're like, oh, if it's this or that, I could be that? I mean, you're not ready to do Lear yet. You're a little young.
Yeah. Well, to start, it's always a bit unknown because you never know what's going on in the mind of Bob and our choreographer, Grace McCafferty. But we did, I can't remember if it was Seize the Day or something from Newsies for pre-auditions, and we were like, oh, like, we got it. It was like King of New York as well. And then as for singing-wise, just kind of bring whatever you can. So obviously, like, I prefer contemporary. That's the parts I only get. So I just bring in something contemporary, be like, hope I haven't done this for Bob before, and then just do my best.
The nice thing about the large schools, and again, you get A, B, and C and things like that, with the large schools is when the large schools not only embrace the play, but they have that breadth of talent. And I will harp on this with Lily. And I'm so glad Livia won last year. She's phenomenal. I saw her in Hadestown, hands down. I adored Lily in Anything Goes.
Yes, it goes.
And it was just you got 30 kids up there doing tap at Chen. I was like, again, seeing the pre, I was like blown away because that was like the first like big show. And last year you did Legally Blonde, I think.
Yes.
So I didn't see the scale of that. I was here for like the first act, you know, not as broad, mm-hmm. For things like that. When you get the word, when you get the news, when you get the breaking news that it's going to be Newsies, and you know it's a big cast, and there's a lot of roles to be played. What's that like for you as a cast member?
As a cast member, our drama club's always been pretty small, so you know everyone in your cast, so our thing was, oh my God, we need people. So it turned into a call all your dancer friends, tell them they can just come on for the dance stuff, and it turned into find anyone you can know, or anyone you know who can do it. So a couple of our cast members came in hoping to just dance the dance numbers, mouth all the words, but they ended up singing the whole thing, acting everything, being in all the scenes. So it's just interesting to see people who would never have tried theater who ended up loving it, which was definitely cool about doing Newsies this year. So we got a bunch of new people.
All right. And then what's previous, some of the bio for you? What are some of the previous roles that you've had within Saratoga?
For the musicals at the high school, I was Harry Bright in Mamma Mia, Demetus in Head Over Heels, and Warner in Legally Blonde. And then there were plays in there.
Yeah.
And then I was Mr. Collins in Pride and Prejudice. Wait, can we start the play one over?
It's a deep resume.
Yeah.
You've done a lot. Is the passion in the plays, the passion in the musicals?
I love singing, so I've always preferred the musicals, but I think I really improve as an actor and an overall performer in the plays because Bob always works with his actors to get like deep understanding of the characters and make sure you understand what you're saying and learn accents for the plays and stuff. So it's definitely more, it's like a deeper study into like theater and like the acting aspect of it for the plays. So I've always appreciated it, but I just love singing, and so the musicals are always my favorite.
Where's the heavy lifting for you? Is it in that winter, fall, where it's the play, or is it in the musical? Because in a sense, I'm like, I'm fanboy here. So I'm married to a theater kid. So I'm just on the outside, like spectator. I think if you flub a line in a musical, it's pretty, pretty apparent. But I think if you flub a line in a typical play, you can get through it a little bit with some verbiage and things like that and get through it, or where's your bread and butter?
I think you can get through anything. the differences.
Yeah.
The play is just me and the actors. And I always try to talk kids into going, auditioning for the play, because I get the real opportunity to teach them acting skills in the play. I heard a Broadway director describe a director for a musical as a CEO, and that you have division heads, and it's true, and your overall responsibility is for the show. It's your staging design, it's your concept, but a lot of the time is taken up by your choreographer and your music directors a tremendous amount of time. So you're trying to get character and where they need to be and how they understand all that within a limited amount of time. So it makes it a little bit more difficult on that end. But a lot of my students do join the play, and they know the acting concepts that I use, and they're good about doing the hard work, because it's really difficult being a good actor, and I stress the acting in the shows. It's always been my feeling that you can always find really good singers and good dancers in all the schools, but you don't always find really good acting. Even if you have the smallest, tiniest part, you have to be totally involved and you need to be doing your job.
The musicals like Bob talked about was that limited amount of time. So, you know, is it fitting that musicals are in the spring where you're like kind of cramming, where you're like, You got three teachers over you in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I need you to move this way, Max. I need you to bring this up a little bit or take this down a little bit. And then you've got Bob in the back of your head going, when you deliver this, you know, this one scene, I want to see this out of you. I want to see that out of you. So yeah. Is it a lot to take in, or do you embrace it?
It's a lot, but we were doing at Proctor's over the, because rehearsals leading up to the HSMTAs, we were talking to Apollo, and he was saying the best gift an actor can get is a director who wants to collaborate, instead of saying, this is what you're doing, this is what I see, do it. And I feel very lucky that Bob is a director like that, who you can talk to and be like, I don't like this, it's not feeling right, and he'll fix it with you and make sure that you feel comfortable with your scene. So it's a lot to take in, but also you can make all the characters your own, which is really nice.
What did you like most about playing Jack Kelly?
I like that he was a very strong character, because it's easy to have strong actions and make strong decisions, and I think it's a little harder when your character is more, Jack is a little less level-headed than some other characters I've played. He always makes his decisions and sticks to his guns, which I think is easy to portray to the audience and show in strength with both your body and your decisions, which I really enjoyed with that character specifically.
And then, because I didn't ask this before, senior?
Yeah.
Okay. Last rodeo.
Yeah. Is it? My last show, yeah.
Last play, last musical. This is it. So I always talk about athletes as they come up from JV to varsity, you know, starting junior, and then you're a senior. So when you're a senior, it's all yours. Whether you're one of one senior or one of 30 seniors, it's your team. It's your year.
Yeah.
As you played for others, you know, you're hoping they're playing for you. Stress? Pressure? Because it's the last one.
Yeah, it's definitely a little stressful. All the shows are a bit stressful towards the end when you're cramming to make sure everything's perfect and everything, but it never really feels like it always feels like it's never going to come together, and then it always just clicks, whether that's opening night or like a month before, it always clicks at some point. And as anyone who knows theater, you have to know like eventually it'll all come together, and stressing about it isn't gonna add to anything. But especially with like the newer freshmen, coming from middle school to the high school is a big adjustment for some of them, because the shows here are pretty spectacular, I'd like to say. So it's just helping everyone as much as you can, and if someone has a question, being able to answer it and just trying to be a role model for everyone is the most important thing as a senior, I would say.
We're talking about you passing the baton, Haley getting supporting. Yeah. So I'm going to go to you first before Bob, because Bob's got more time to mold.
Yeah.
You know, Haley. But what's that like? I mean, because Haley's up there getting that award, which so genuine and so much fun, you know, when their acceptance speech was it was just refreshing. It was nice.
Yeah.
And I think this year with some of the newer awards and things like that, nobody knew. I think the top three, everybody kind of had the thing in the pocket just in case. Didn't think we're going to win, but just in case, we're prepared.
Yeah.
But I think in some of those other ones, you know, there's like shock and awe and just elation. But as you depart Blue Streak Boulevard, what's it like when you have a cast member who got the best supporting and a little bit younger?
Yeah, I've worked with Haley for a few years at Saratoga Children's Theater, so I've watched her grow exponentially from just like 3 years ago she was in the ensemble of You're in Town, and my parents were like, you were great, but that girl with the doll, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. And I was like, wow, thanks, guys. But she's always been fantastic and like so intuitive with all of her choices. And I'm just always like, if I was as good as her as a freshman, like I would be on Broadway at this point. Like I cannot wait to see where she goes. Cause you can ask Bob, when I came in, I was not the best, but like her winning that is crazy to me, just cause the growth I've seen in the past 3 years is shocking. So I can't wait to see where she goes with the rest of her career.
And for you, again, like I said, that coach looking at the ingredients, you know, when you see that talent,
yep.
You know, we saw it for a couple minutes and enjoyed it. And then, you know, thrilled, with the award. What's that? I think every teacher, I think, you know, every advisor, every director, when the cast is recognized, you know, it is your work. You know, you do get credit for this as much as you say you don't want to, but you put this whole thing together, and thank you for doing that and bringing this to the Capital Region, to the Saratoga community, and then also the opportunity at Proctor's. But is that one of those things at our age keeps us young and keeps you coming back?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't do this if you don't really have a passion for it. It's too much work. A musical takes 400 hours. So you really can't do this unless you have a passion for it. I love working with the kids. It's like being a father to teenagers for 28 years, which is pushing it. But I get along really well. I'm not a teacher, never been a teacher. They call me Bob. To them, I'm just Bob. I like putting it all together. I like teaching the acting. I like to see them listen and learn. And that's the key. As Max said in his freshman year, we over and over and over, you know, because the concept, I knew him from SCT because my daughter ran SCT, but I don't think we ever really worked at SCT. And watching him grow each and every year, because he wanted to, and that's the key. The kids want to. I don't have a kid who's going to sit to me, oh, I don't really want to learn how to do this. They want to. And Max put a lot of energy into learning acting technique, and it shows, and it absolutely shows. But that's my job, is to lead and direct. It's the actor's job to do the work. So.
How rusty was he in those early years? How much work went into this one over here? Was it raw talent, and was it just guidance?
I would say the first year was not raw talent. But it started showing up in year two.
First year I could carry a tune.
Yeah, it started showing up in year two. And I think it was, one, because he probably got more comfortable with me, and two, he realized he really wanted to do this, and that makes a difference. You know, my four seniors are gone, but I have a number of young students who really want to do this. You know, the two in particular that I can think of, or three actually. And they work really, really hard. I give actors a lot of leeway. My directing concept is, after teaching them how to go about what the process is and how to go about it, but I want them to develop their characters. That's not my job as a director. If it's going in the wrong direction, I say, well, that doesn't work. Let's try something else. But to me, it has to be organic. It has to work with them. And so I'm not a believer in the director who says, no, you gotta do it my way. You gotta do it this way. And I explain to them as they go on, they're gonna get directors just like that. So you'll have to learn to work with it.
Right.
But that's not the way I work. And and we have fun.
Yeah.
I think that's really the key. We have fun.
So 28 years.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah.
The question now becomes, what was the day job, or is the day job?
Oh, I was a financial advisor.
Okay.
Okay. My degree is in theater.
Okay.
I was an actor when I was young, and then stopped. And I had a first grader who said to me, "You were an actor, why don't you start a drama club at Dorothy Nolan, one of the elementary schools?" And that's how it began. So I did the elementary school for 3 years, and then they asked me to come here.
Gotcha. All right. I can appreciate that path. I'm a failed accounting major. Second year cost accounting, I was like, I'm lost. So I can't add, but I can spell. So therefore, I switched to journalism, and it's worked out.
Good. Yeah, mine worked out too. I was a New York City actor, and it wasn't for me. But I love theater, and I've always loved theater.
You're not done.
No.
You got Jimmy work to do.
I do.
You thought there was some heavy lifting for Newsies? What have you heard? What are you anticipating? As I say, the Jimmy Combine, which I learned about last year, and I'm like, I just want to be a fly in the wall. I'm like, I wish like we had like ESPN at the Combine with all the cameras there watching, with the numbers and things like that, because you have numbers on you. You have numbers. Jimmy's, that's why it's like so sports oriented to me. But it's like the one, the two, and this and that. I mean, it's work. Excited, some apprehension. Where are you?
I'm definitely very excited. I'm really close with Abby DeGregory, who went 2 years ago. We just had a craft night last night, so I was asking her tons of questions about what do? What do I wear? Blah, blah, blah. But first thing is a lot of paperwork. About 30 minutes of paperwork I had to do. Had to have to prepare like 6 songs to bring down with me to the city. But yeah, I'm very excited. My goal is to make it to the character medleys. I would hope to be able to bring Jack back. That'd be great. So yeah, we'll just see where it goes. But I'm ready to put in the work. They're long days, but I told my teachers I'm done on the 11th. No more work for me past then. So I'm ready to go.
Have you watched the Jimmys before?
Yeah, I live stream it every year.
Okay. Again, we talked earlier about how impressed I am, last year going through seeing so many in tech and things like that, and dresses and things like that of last year's performers. And I leave all the time. I can't carry. I can carry water. I can't carry a tune. So I just leave, and I'm mind blown. My wife's a little more critical, being a theater kid, and she's like, a little sharp, a little this. And I'm like, what? Are you out of your mind? But we have an appreciation, and we see those great shows that are performed. For that, it's next level. We talked about JV to varsity, and now varsity to Jimmy's. I mean, there's 90. I think it's 100, right? There's a big number, 80, 100.
I think there's 116 people going.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So this is like that jump from like varsity to college, college to pro. How do you take that in? Do you embrace it? Because again, you're a senior, so it's not like you're a junior and I just want to go and get the experience this year, and the next year I want to go for it. This is it. So looking from seeing previous shows and seeing the people that brought it, including Olivia from Anne Juliet. I mean, she won last May, or won last. She walked high school last May, and then won Jimmy in June, and now she's in the North American production of Anne Juliet. And she was at Proctor's just a couple weeks before High School Musicals. Where are you at? Look at that talent being shoulder to shoulder to it. Competing against it. I know it's not a competition, but it is a competition. I'm sorry. Collaborative. Sorry.
I mean, it's definitely crazy to think that I'm going to be one of the people there, because I've watched it for so many years being like, oh my God, they're all so good. But even at Proctor's, this was my first year being in the medleys, being in the top 10, and I was really nervous. I was going to feel super on edge, like, oh my God, I'm competing with these people at all times. But it was great. Like, we have a big group chat. We're still talking, and we're making plans to hang out. And I was really surprised by the community that I found. So I'm hoping it's the same at the Jimmys. I'm just going to go in, do my best, leave it all on the table. And if I get to the medleys, great. I'd love to be one of the people on TikTok being like, Max Miller, Jack Kelly. But if not, it'd still be great to have the chance to perform with everyone. Hopefully sing a couple duets at the dorms and see what happens.
The I want to talk about your acceptance speech.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Astounding, moving, emotion. And I hate to use the word real.
Yeah.
But it was so real. Like, my wife was in tears. And we were thrilled, you know. Again, rooting in the stands, locals, you know, Newsie. I mean, come on. Newsies. You know, my Newsie was in the seats, but for the play Newsies, you know, Mahanis and coming out in their category was great. You delivered a lot within your speech about the process and about acting and what's become a part of you and your life. So what did it mean for you to win, you know, which is, I think, our goal going in your top 10. You're like, okay, I want to go home with this heavy thing. Because it is amazingly heavy.
Oh my God, I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, what did they put in here? Because I thought it was going to be like, oh, like a little plastic thing, a plastic thing. No, it's like glass.
Yeah, because
it's nice.
Yeah, because last year I had it and it fell twice on my two presentations. So I learned, that's why like everybody started putting it down below. Like, no, Stan screwed this up. So like, we're going to, but yeah, so it's heavy. But I mean, that's a goal and things like that. So where, you know, you win and like, did you think this is what I want to say? Or is this just max?
I had to write a speech because I knew I would just blank on everything. And I'd be like, thanks to Bob and my family and bye. So I definitely had something written down, but I didn't think I was gonna have to read it. So like I had it in my pocket, I was downstairs, all 10 of us sat in a circle, held hands when they were announcing it. And I heard like, they were like, and the winner is da 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 da. And I just like blanked it out. And then I was like, I heard Matt and then tears erupted. And I was like, oh, good for Macklin. Like I love him, he's so sweet. And then everyone rushed towards me and I was like, oh my God, I have to go present my speech, like it's me. So I walk out and I was like, oh my God. And it was just, it was crazy. Like I blacked it out and then I had my whole speech prepared, which thank God I did, because otherwise I don't think anything would have come out of my mouth. I would have said, thanks. But yeah, no, I knew what I wanted to say. I knew that I wanted to have a message behind it and not just say, thanks, I love theater, which I do, but there's something deeper to it.
The in exposure, again, married to that theater kid, and my new position, you know, and my other podcast with my co-host who's with Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp, you know, Slock is part of her life now, and their organization's life. And now, you know, through association or osmosis is now part of my life, which my wife had absolutely zero problem with. So we've already seen three shows at Slock and the membership is in and things like that. So we're amazed at the talent, again, out after the high school level, community theater, and talking to different people that are participating in community theater. And in theater, again, it's different exposure for me. It's a change, but welcome change. So often, and especially at Slock, because I think they're here in our community, you know. Hopefully I'm gonna run into a cardiologist who's performing Lear. It's my bucket list now. I want somebody to go, hey guys, I gotta go, I got a surgery at 7. I gotta scrub in at 6. For something like that. But the welcoming community that theater is and that Schenectady Light Opera Company is made such a difference. And it was not only just on the performances, but on the 100th preview show, they sat down and talked to actors and they talked to directors. That message for the community, and again, it was Slock, but it appears the vibe I'm getting is throughout the Capital Region in its theater. And Bob, you may know us from being in New York. Has theater always been this welcoming? And the message was, so many people that are actors said, I found a home. And without this, Slock, whatever, I don't know what I would do. Is that always been the case, do you think, in theater? Or is this this generation that in a sense, I'm going to say, you know,
no,
cancel me if you want, gets it?
It's. I think it's always been the case. There are... In high school, even younger, but there are people who just are attracted to theater, and what's interesting is that, and I've noticed it from when I started doing elementary school. You can have the shyest of kids, but they want to be there, and usually by the time they got to me in high school. They're starting to open up. This year, I had two students really open up. Two students who basically sat by themselves up till this year, and they just all of a sudden, it builds confidence. It aside from the community, but it builds confidence, and I think it's. We talk about sports, okay? So sports have their niche, and it's very competitive within the team, because you're going to make varsity or you're not. It's competitive here in the theater until it's set. Then it becomes supportive. You're always going to have a kid who, you know, can't get over it, but. You know, but that's irrelevant, you know. But there's the competition to get the role, and then when you're laid out, who's got what? I mean, part of my when they sign in sheet, will you accept any role? You know, and very rarely do I get no. I do get it, but not very often. So once everything is set, I'm being redundant here. Once everything is set, it becomes a community. Like any high school age, there's going to be cliques. You know, you can't get around that. You know, but as long as they're not attacking, which does happen here and there, and we take care of it, you know, they're a team. You can't be on that stage not being a team. In sports, it's individual or a relay, and if you're a relay, you're a team, you know. Or if it's you know, baseball, you got to play as a team, you know. And this is no different. As a matter of fact, just a little note. I forgot how many years ago it was that the head of the phys ed department came as a chaperone, and he was shocked at how athletic they are. And 2 years in a row, we were the main cast was Athletes of the Week.
Oh, you should see our warm-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if I explained myself very well there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's a community. It is definitely a community.
And for you, like you talked about, before we start recording, we talked about travel and things like that and sports and things like that. And you were doing soccer for a while and you're like,
playing soccer is a loose word. I would sit on the sidelines, pick the flowers, and if everybody else was sick or called out, then I would have to play something. But I was there for the orange slices, I'm going to be honest.
And when did the quote-unquote theater bug bite you? When did you decide that?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like a natural calling. It was like, you did it.
I've done it for a while. I was 4 years old, and my sister was like, I really want to do theater. I want to go be in Frog and Toad at Saratoga Children's Theater. So naturally, I said, I want to do theater too. Sign me up. So I was in Susie Snowflake with Elisa, and it was both of our first show together, which coincidentally is crazy because now we're both here together. But so I did Susie Snowflake, and I just kept going back every summer. Kept doing more shows. Eventually, I was in the Rising Stars group, which is the little group. I moved up to the junior group, which was elementary school, then the teens for the last couple of years, and I just have stuck with it, and I love it. And I used to be the kid who would literally sit on my elementary school steps and sob going to school, leaving my parents. And then I started doing theater. I started getting into it more, and I say I'm more of an extrovert now than ever. So, which is crazy, because my parents were like, yeah, we thought you would never leave the house, but I'm... They say now, they're like, do you like ever want to come home? Because I'm always at rehearsal, then I go to work, and then I go to a different show and a chorus thing. So it's definitely a huge part of my life, and I love it. So
you're gonna go to Jimmy's and then walk? Graduation?
Yeah, okay. So I go to the Jimmy's, I have a day or two, and then I walk for graduation.
Gotcha. And then what's the plans for school, August, September, whenever the heck it starts?
Yeah.
What's the plan? Are we gonna, you know, where do you know where you're going? Are you gonna be a theater?
I'm going to Fordham University, and my main major is global business, but I'm minoring in theater, and I want to continue to do classes and take voice lessons and do all that stuff. outside of school.
All right, what's going on with these high school musicals? Because Roman won last year, and he's going for international business. And I asked him what's next, and he goes, I apologize, I can't remember where he's going, but he's like, yeah, Parlez-vous Francais. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
I think he's going to Indiana.
Yes, Indiana University, yes, thank you for that. So it's like business and then theater, is it just... does it work?
I would love to have the opportunity to open my own theater company as well. I think it just opens more doors to have a second degree, especially because, well, I love theater. The industry is very unpredictable. So you never really know. So I got nervous and hoping. So I applied for the business school, but I also applied for the minor and got into the minor. So I'm very excited to partake in both of them, and I'm looking into doing a double major, so we'll see if I can fit it into my schedule. But theater is tough. So
Fordham works again, drawing on the athletics, is Fordham worked the 3-hour window a lot of when kids do the signing day and how'd you pick your school. I said, so the 3-hour circle is generally like a mom and dad type of thing, like they'd really like it when they put eyes on you within 3 hours, and then some kids, oh no, I'm going to California. I'm like, okay, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
So for Fordham, for you, was that kind of like where you wanted to be?
Yeah.
Close, but not close?
Yeah, well, then again, my sister's also in the city, so I guess I followed her again. But my whole family lives in Poughkeepsie area, so a little closer to them for holidays and everything. And I love the city. I'm looking forward to auditioning while I'm at school and doing bigger scale shows there, hopefully, throughout my college career. I've always adored the city, and I cannot wait to live in Manhattan.
and we've trained him in the accent.
Oh yeah, I got the accent.
You can pass it off as you're not a hick or anything.
Yeah. I'll pass. I won't be a tourist.
Okay, all right. What's very young.
Yeah.
Bucket list. What's on the must roles? Bob and I have bucket lists at our age.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's getting smaller by the minute, but what's on the list, like the role, like whether it be college or afterward, that you'd like to?
I would love to do Evan and Dear Evan Hansen, because I just love the story. I think it's emotional and really beautiful to bring that to life. Yeah, that's probably my top one. And Bob's, of course, doing it the one time I can't do it. So, but that's one that I would love to do.
Gotcha. What's been your favorite so far?
I have two. Obviously, I've loved Newsies because it's just been incredible to work with my best friends in my senior show and have a great part and have it take me so far. But I've also loved Over the Summer at Proctor's. I did Urinetown for their Broadway camp over the summer. And I loved being able to have fun with the character, because all characters are fun, but Bobby Strong is just, he's a character, which I really enjoyed doing. It was different than what I've done before, to where, yes, obviously it's a person that I'm playing, but I could have fun with them, like make silly choices. So I had fun. And I think it let me let go for Jack Kelly as well and not be as afraid to make mistakes and look silly and just play the character. So those have been my two favorites.
Passing the baton, you have the envelope for next year's musical.
Yeah.
You're opening it for Saratoga Springs Presents. What are you hoping Bob presents next year for the musical?
Next year?
It's your call. You're the CEO of the musical next year.
I haven't thought of it. We have so many strong people. I hope it's something with tap, because all 20, 30 of us learned how to tap dance from scratch this year. So I hope it's something with tap, but I honestly haven't thought that far yet.
Okay. I don't know if it's breaking news, but we're looking at MTI, you know. It's floating around a rumor that Hamilton High School edition would be available next year. So, would you like want to be a super senior and come back to Blue Streak Boulevard for one shot to be on High School Hamilton?
Yeah.
Are you holding out for the next?
Possibly, but we lack boys. We did Newsies. All of the Newsies were girls with braided pin curls on their head. So we lack the boy sector, but we have a couple strong ones, but I think our show has to have female power next year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. You know, I will say, like Hamilton, there are a number of shows that are really good. And really, they're written for persons of color. And we have what? You know, we don't really have, Saratoga is a fairly white region. And I don't really like making that choice of using, always using a lot of white people in what should be a person of color role. So something like Hamilton would be great if I could do it someplace else.
Right, there may be again, first blush, you know, not even thinking, again, me being the fanboy, not, you know, diving into it like you just did. I can see that. I totally agree with that. But if we can find, if someone's going to take that shot, I mean, it's not going to be inexpensive. God knows that. Mm. So I think it's got to be a big or well-funded program that can deliver that.
Yeah.
And that cast has got to be, mm-hmm. I mean, they've got to be rock stars. I think, you know, even at the high school level, some stuff they may take out and things like that, which they'll adjust and things like that. College, anything you want to play at Fordham or anxious at Fordham? Do they do the same schedule type of thing where it's play in the musical or it's a different rotation or?
They do plays throughout the school year. There's a lot of student clubs and everything, but there's a group, the Splinter group, who does a musical every semester, which I cannot wait to do. I went on my tour and I was talking to someone who was also minoring in theater, and I was like, what do the shows look like? Because sometimes you go to a college and they do the most underground show that nobody's ever heard of. But they did Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet and Into the Woods and did The Prom. So I'm very excited to continue doing theater with shows like I know and love.
Gotcha. The tough question, probably more for Bob than you, because we pretty much covered everything you're going to do. But the last question I usually ask on the podcast is, what's next? You got 28 in.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, what's next is I'm auditioning for Dear Evan Hansen in 2 Saturdays for Spa City Theater. So that's what's next. I will spend the summer reading plays and listening to music from musicals that I think may fit. I direct from the music. I don't even read the script initially. I want to love the music, and that's where I start. So I will be listening to a whole bunch of. I've already started. So I've already begun.
Any front runners?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I won't choose anything until I see the kids anyway. I will be listening to a ton of music, although I'm mostly listening to Dear Evan Hansen right now for the auditions. We have successful shows every year. Doesn't mean we're going to win stuff every year, but we have very successful shows every single year. I can point you to that case over there you talked about, Slock. I have probably, 15 to 20 Slock Awards, because they did it before Proctor's. Whatever we end up doing, the kids will do well. It's as simple as that. And it's a combination of I know what I'm doing. I have great staff. My choreographer's great. My music directors are great. Set building, costuming, the whole team is in place, and they're great. And they, I'm pointing at Max right now, you can't see. They want to do it. And they want to be good. From the very beginning, I said to the kids, you don't want to be mediocre. What's the point of doing this if you're going to be mediocre? You want to be great. You want to be great. And kids respond to that. And they give it their all. So that's what's next.
Well, we know you were great because we saw you.
Well, thank you.
You got the receipts. You got the big, heavy award.
I do.
So for you, like, we kind of covered Fordham and things like that, but like, what's like for you, what is next? I mean, you're young, you're talented, you're a rising star. You're going to be physically, you know, on Broadway, you know, for 10 days, I think it feels like
10 days.
What's next for you, Max?
I do this thing where I think about the next big event and I don't think past it. So I didn't think past last Saturday until Saturday night. And I was like, oh my God, now I have to do stuff for the Jimmys. So now I'm set into getting to the Jimmys. So I just try to take it as it comes. So I'm not set in my major. I'm not set in anything really. So if I decide I want to fully pursue theater, I'm going to do that. So we'll see how it goes.
What six are you going down with, or can it change?
The songs?
Yeah.
From the show, I'm definitely bringing Santa Fe, and I haven't picked out a second one so far. And then for the Jimmys, there's this whole massive list of songs you can choose from that are pre-approved. So I'm bringing Run Freedom Run from Year in Town, because I've always just loved the show and I love the song as one of my up-tempos. Haven't decided on my second one, even though they are due tomorrow. And for my ballads, I want to request Words Fail from Dear Evan Hansen, because I love the storyline. I think it's a beautiful song. And then my other two quote-unquote backups are Who I'd Be from Shrek and then Thin Air from Amelie, because I also did that show and I fell in love with the music and the characters. So a couple up in the air, but I love all the songs. So,
and I can tell you he's choosing some difficult pieces of music. So
yeah, a little bit.
Is that planned, or is it? It sounds like the music selection was passion.
Yeah.
And then scoring performance-wise was secondary.
Yeah, I like to call myself a singer first. So if there's a song, like there's a song that I did for an audition for Slock actually. And it went down in flames. It was not great, but I didn't take it as I'm never touching that song again. I still work on it. And like my main goal is to use that song again and have it like be great. Cause I just love to take on the challenge. I think every song has an opportunity to do so. So I never really stray away from the hard stuff.
I'm gonna get you out on a fun one.
Okay.
Just discovered this, cause went to Slock opening night. It's our new thing for myself and the bride. American Idiot. Mm. Let me tell you, I can't say enough about it. I mean, just do a whole podcast talking about how great it was. We talked to the co-director and we talked to one of the female leads going into it. And I was just jacked. I was just like, I could not wait. And just moved as much as we could in a seat for the full 100 minutes. And just passion for the entire cast and project and a child, you know, of, you know, well before Green Day came around. But. Yeah. You know, my co-host, 30 years and 3 days younger than I am. Oh, it was part of us. And I said, how old were you when it came out? Oh, I was six. I'm like, okay. My wife and I were in line. You know, we're getting a day up. We're getting drop day. One thing, they do a great job on their socials, and they went through the entire cast and they did their mic check, but they do the musical mic check. So everybody sings their favorite musical for their mic check. So to get us out of here, what is Max Mittler's musical mic check?
Oh, see, usually for all the mic checks here, we sing from the show.
Correct.
But if I could pick anything?
This is your senior gift from the Tell Me Your Story podcast.
My favorite song I've ever sung. That one's really hard.
What's the one when you have time, you're just like, ba-da-da-da.
If I'm being honest, it's My Days from The Notebook. I sing it in my own key, but a little higher than I probably should, but I just love the song. I think it's beautiful. So I always will prop my phone up in my kitchen and press record to start singing it.
All right. Give me a couple bars. Get us out of here.
Right now?
Right now. Right now. No auto tune, no anything.
Right now.
Right now. Just go ahead. Just go do it. No?
I can't.
You can't?
That was a tough one because it's not my, I don't sound the best singing that one, but yeah. I just love it.
All right. You want to do something from Jack Kelly? And from Newsies, you want to give me something?
Sure.
Go ahead.
About Santa Fe?
Sure.
This is so funny. I've never done this like in my school hallway before. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know why this is so funny. Let's see. I also have this thing where I can never find a key in my brain, so this might be a random key. But okay, let's see.
I'm not going to correct you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You got to answer to Bob.
Yeah.
He's fine. Let's see. I got it. Santa Fe, my old friend, I can't spend my whole life dreaming, though I know that's all I seem inclined to do. I ain't getting any younger, and I wanna start brand new. I need space and fresh air, Let them laugh in my face. I don't care. Save my place. I'll be there. Sorry, did not warm up prior to this either.
I think it was gold.
It was all right.
Was there any?
It was all right.
Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.